91X News.
It's negative 5 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Bagyuzhyeva. Transportation Safety Board has provided updates on its investigation of a Hydro One helicopter crash that happened last week in Tweed. At a new conference today in Richmond Hill, TSB investigator Peter Rontree described what is believed to be the cause of the crash.
While nearing the staging area, one of the bags that was being carried externally blew off the platform and along with its attached carabiner struck and damaged the tail rotor.
The investigation reports that two of the three passengers' seatbelts were unfastened. All three passengers became separated from the helicopter while it was still airborne. The weather at the time of the accident was not considered a factor of the crash. There was no cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder on board, but the team found a GPS. The helicopter was sent to the TSB engineering lab in Ottawa to examine the helicopter systems like flight controls and engines. The team is also conducting a follow-up interviews with eyewitnesses. In the upcoming days and weeks, the team will review the helicopter maintenance records, pilot training, qualifications and proficiency records. A Quinte West OPP officer will not be charged in connection with the death of a man who fell from the roof in October last year. A 52-year-old man who was wanted on several warrants and didn't want to return into custody fell from an apartment building last year on October 13th after police tried several times to return him inside the building. After a team of six investigators and one forensic investigator examined the case, the Special Investigations Unit made an announcement today that no charges would be laid against the officer in question who tried to stop the man from falling. The decision to build Trenton Community Health Hub on the Catherine Street was met with a round of applause today. The announcement was made at the public meeting at Quinte West City Hall earlier this morning. One of the options was to build the hub across the street from the hospital or next to the Belleville and Quinte West Community Health Center on Murphy Street. Other community organizations in the hub will include Addictions and Mental Health, the Victorian Order of Nurses, Quinte Health Care, and the Quinte West and Brighton Family Health Team. Security precautions were lifted at Quinte Secondary School. A suspicious individual was spotted outside the building earlier this morning. School officials contacted the police, but according to the reports, the situation was not deemed serious, and regular classes continued. A new study spot is now available for loyalist students. The new spot is located on the third floor that was recently renovated. The renovation was a student's initiative. Michael Paquette and his team from Cajun, a design and architecture company across Canada, were the project designers. Construction was done by a Colborne Construction Engineering Company called PEAK and by the subcontractors. The updates include a full whiteboard wall for students to doodle and work on, a new Canadian-designed and made furniture, brighter LED lighting, electrical outlets with USB ports for extra function, and a separate study room equipped with a television, whiteboard, desk, and swivel chairs. Around 5 to 10 centimeters of snow is coming to the Quinte region. A special weather statement issued last night for several communities, ranging from Belleville to western Northumberland County, is still in effect. Freezing drizzle mixed with snow is also expected tomorrow. The voting has finished in Catalonia as polling stations close at 8 p.m. local time. The turnout for a regional election in Catalonia is 5% higher than 2 years ago. The regional election board said 90.2% of voters had cast ballots compared to 77.4% of the people in the last election. A woman is facing charges with assault with weapon and breach probation after allegedly throwing another woman into a Christmas tree and attacking a man with a knife in Kingston last night. Police say the woman got into an argument with a female resident and threw her into the Christmas tree. She then turned on the male resident and attacked him with a knife, cutting his hand, according to the reports. Natural gas customers in Ontario will see new rates in the new year. The Ontario Energy Board has approved new rates for Enbridge, EPCOR and Union Gas customers that will come into effect on January 1st. Enbridge customers with average usage can expect to pay about $58 more per year, while EPCOR natural gas customers might pay about $19.17 less per year. Union Gas customers with average can also expect to pay less. Metrolinx has reduced the number of light rail vehicles from 182 to 76. Metrolinx CEO Phil Verster announced that company will cut the number of orders from Bombardier by more than half. The value of the contract has been reduced to $392 million from $770 million. The new deal will also include stricter penalties if Bombardier doesn't deliver on time. A jury has found Christopher Garnier guilty on punching and strangling Nova Scotian police officer Catherine Campbell and using a compost bin to dump her body. The 30-year-old Halifax man was charged with second-degree murder and interfering with a dead body following Campbell's death in September 2015. Prosecutor Christine Driscoll says the Crown is pleased with the verdict.
We're very pleased that the jury reviewed the evidence and came to the conclusion that they did. We're very pleased for the Campbell family, who have conducted themselves with dignity through this entire thing, and pleased that they have justice for their daughter.
There is a reason why older iPhones are slowing down. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Many iPhone owners have long thought something is going on. iPhones seem to get slower as they get older. Apple is confirming now in a statement it's using software and new iOS updates to slow down iPhone 7 and earlier models. But Apple claims it's not to make you want to pay to get a new iPhone. The company says it's being done to increase battery performance. Batteries degrade over time, which can make older iPhones suddenly shut down. And by slowing the phone, Apple says it shouldn't tax the system so much. Alex Stone, ABC News.
That's Kinet News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
On your journey to a new career, there are a handful of pivotal moments that have the potential to launch you toward your goals. Seize the moment. Visit the Loyalist College Open House on Saturday, January 27th. Speak one-on-one with students and faculty. Learn about university pathways. Take a guided interactive tour of the beautiful Loyalist campus. And enter to win a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College Open House. Seize the moment. January 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Loyalist College. You're going places.
Good afternoon. I'm Daria Baguzhiva with QNET Sports. Belleville Senators is welcoming a new assistant coach. Tony Similaro is from Kingston. He's currently an assistant with the Queen's University Golden Gales. He has spent seven seasons as an assistant coach with the Kingston Frontenacs and has played for the Belleville Bulls and Frontenacs, as well as Ottawa Senators. He spent 4 years playing professionally in Europe before coming back to Canada and retiring in 2000. Buffalo Junior Sabres are meeting Markham Boxers tomorrow night at the Markham Centennial Center at 7:30 p.m. Milton Icehawks will play against Burlington Cougars at the Milton Memorial Arena tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Oakville Rangers versus Mississauga Chargers is also happening tomorrow night at the 16 Mile Sports Complex at 7:30 p.m. Taylor Reddish scored twice for Canada's national junior hockey team against the Czech Republic 9-0 in London last night. Reddish says he is getting along with line mates Robert Thomas and Boris Kachuk at the perfect time.
Right now we clicked in the last couple of practices, and today was a success for us. We just got to continue to build off that and be ready for tomorrow's practice.
The team will face Switzerland tomorrow in Hamilton. Ottawa Senators will be taking on Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. In other NHL action, Winnipeg visits Boston and Edmonton hosts St. Louis. The Vancouver Canucks take on the Sharks in San Jose tonight. Vancouver has lost six of its last seven games so far. The Toronto Raptors are playing against Philadelphia 76ers tonight. The Raptors are in the second place in the NBA's Eastern Conference after their win over the Charlotte Hornets last night. The Raptors and Sixers will meet again in Toronto on Saturday. Canadian freestyle skiing star Mikhail Kingsbury has captured his ninth straight World Cup Moguls title. Kingsbury scored 83.61 points at the World Cup stop in China. He's expected to be one of Canada's biggest medal threats at the next Winter Olympics. Major League Soccer is postponing a decision on its next expansion team until next year. MLS says it still is considering which market to add from, among Detroit, Sacramento, and Cincinnati. Los Angeles FC, the league's 23rd team, starts the play next season. Puerto Rico Open Golf Tournament won't be played next year because of the damage from Hurricane Maria. The PGA Tour and the Puerto Rico Tourism Company said The tournament will return in 2019 and 2020. An official event for players, other athletes and celebrities will be held this year to help with the recovery work on the island. Mark Washington will return as the BC's Lions defensive coordinator. It will be his fifth season as the coordinator and overall his 11th season on the club's coaching staff. The Lions also announced that Randy Melvin will be added to the team as defensive line coach. Melvin served as BC's defensive line coach in 2011 and then joined the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He also spent time at Purdue, Rutgers, and Miami before rejoining the Lions. Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Tonight will be cloudy and snowing. Around 5 centimeters of snowfall is expected, a low of negative 9. Tomorrow there is a chance of a mixed freezing drizzle with the snow in the morning and a high of negative 5. At 4:10, it's negative 5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Beguzhiva, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.